KE8PCQ, KC8YBF. KC8YBF, KE8PCQ here. Okay, for that antenna that I have, I bought it from Rockland, and that's spelled ROKLAND.com. So Rockland.com. If you go to their website and scroll down a little bit, you're going to see a picture of basically two antennas and a solar box. The antenna that I purchased was the flexible antenna on the right. So they show a 915 picture on the left. That's a gooseneck antenna. If you like one that you can bend in different directions. Then they have a picture of a solar box, and then they have the flexible antenna without the gooseneck, and that's the one, so the whip antenna. So if you click on that, that will bring that up. I'm looking, they got 93 of them in stock in the U.S. warehouse for $12.97. And you want the 20-centimeter unit. That's the short one. There was a taller one that I see is grayed out right now. That one people have been reporting having problems with. So if you get the 20 centimeter, the small antenna like what I have, that seems to work up okay. Okay, I appreciate it. I bought a total put-together unit with a LCAT version 3 in it. It doesn't have the GPS, but I guess I'll worry about that after I get used to it. Yeah, I don't use, because the Helltech ones, I use it basically as a portable. It's connected to my phone because that's the only way that you can send messages. You can receive, see them on the little screen, but the only way to send a message is through your phone. And there's just a little box on there if you want to use your phone's location as the GPS, basically. So that's what I do with those. The only time that you really would need a GPS is if you're going to put a fixed station somewhere. So you were going to put it on your house, or you wanted to put it, up at your cabin, or you wanted to, put it on a tower someplace. Then you may want the GPS up there so that it will transmit its position, so you know where it's at. At least it will register and it'll show on the local map that's on your phone. But that would only show as if it's either in client mode, which the little portable ones come as a client, or if you have it in a router mode, will show up on a map, or the combination router client will show up on the map. So that's the only time you really need a GPS. Most of the time it's synced and you're using the location provided by your phone when you connect to it with Bluetooth. Well, and thanks for the information. And, by the time I got home Friday night, I thought, boy, it'd be nice to build one of those with a solar panel and put it on my trailer when we go camping. And I think that's what I'm going to end up doing. All right. I have a very good video for you. So I will send you via email the link of the guy that I built one non-solar unit for home, just as a router here at home. But he has a very good build that's on there, what to use. He's not using the Helltech board. He's using a different board that consumes quite a bit less power. If you're running it as a solar off and batteries, there's a different board that is used in place of the Helltech, the little portables. So I'll send you that link. He gives a list of all of the things that he purchased and where he got them from, and shows you a step-by-step on how to put one together. So that I plan to do that. I've got some of the parts. I already built one, and I'm starting to collect parts to do the solar one at some point here in time. So I'll send you that link and watch it. That's really cool. Okay, I appreciate you getting me into trouble again. That's good. It works out good. I'll be waiting for the email. K8PCQ, clear. All right. right, Dave. Thanks for doing the net. We'll talk to you later. 73 KCYVF clear.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.